Robin Dunbar, an anthropologist, is famous for a couple of ideas. One is something called the Dunbar number, the number of people we can keep in our brain, so when we see them, we instantly remember everything about them. It's believed that the upper limit of the Dunbar number is about 150 and is related to our very ancient maximum tribal size. Another idea is how this is measured, by the ratio of our neocortex to the rest of our brain. The neocortex handles all of our social behaviors. The theory is that the bigger the ratio of the neocortex portion of our entire brain, the bigger our tribal size is. For humans, it's about 70%. Chimps have been studied for a long, long time. Chimps are interesting because we split from chimps about 6 million years ago. Chimps have highly complex social systems. Chimps know their friends from their enemies. Chimps make friends and keep them their entire lives. Chimps also run all kinds of game on each other to compete for hierarchy to get food and sex, etc. What does all this mean? For one, chimps use 100% body language. Sure, there are a few chimps that have been trained by humans to use sign language, but within a group of chimps without any human interference, they are socially complex, all without words. This kind of destroys the idea of knowing what to say. I'd like to approach that girl, but I don't know what to say. Consider the actor metaphor. A-list actors versus the bottom-of-the-barrel actors. They are both given the exact same script. They both say the exact same words. One becomes a superstar. One does not. Why? It obviously cannot be the words. It's how you say them. It's the underlying energy. Your openness, your congruence, your sincerity, your frame strength. This is what is missing from many courses, books, and programs based only on what to say. This is something that absolutely can be learned, practiced, improved, and mastered, all without ever needing to know what to say. This is something we humans have been doing for tens of thousands of years, without words for millions of years before that, back when we were proto-humans. Even better, there are countless opportunities every day to practice this skill. The more you practice, the better you'll get. The better you get, the more you'll enjoy life and all the wonderful people that you cross paths with. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/conversational-intelligence.